चाहे पास हो चाहे दूर हो, मेरे जीवन की तुम तकदीर हो।
चाहे पास हो चाहे दूर हो, मेरे सपनों की तुम तकदीर हो।
टिकट लेने आए हो? अभी टिकट है ना?
ले रही है अभी तो ले रहे हैं।
सहारा ढूंढते थे वो सहारा मिल गया ओ
हम जो सहारा ढूंढते थे वो सहारा मिल गया।
The idea of being a friend of God implies that there is something that we have in common.
If he is your mother, then he can deal with everything physical. If he's your father, he can push you out and say, go on, go for it. If he's your child, he can suddenly make you soft.
God to me is my business partner, my advisor, my close friend, someone that I really touch base with a lot throughout the day.
University that teaches us about the spiritual dimension of life, the ideas of eternal truth connected with the spiritual dimension.
Jag mein hamare vaaste band the sare raaste हमारे वास्ते बंद थे सारे रास्ते हमको हमारी बंधन से अब छुटकारा
The very meaning of spiritual knowledge is to be able to differentiate between truth and falsehood, just as you're able to see in a mirror very clearly if there is a stain. In the same way, receive the mirror of knowledge through which we're able to see right from wrong.
Been going through a period in which there were many questions, a great deal of confusion about what is right, what is wrong, what is the direction in which I want my life to go in. And it was as if I was not getting any clear answers from anyone out there. And coming to the university, I understood very, very clearly what was happening inside my own inner world. And when I could see a clear picture of what was happening inside myself, I then knew exactly what it is I had to do, and so I was able to follow a path and make a decision that I'm still comfortable with 30 years later.
And do you think he's going to make these decisions purely in a rational way? There's so much information, so much change. There just isn't time to do it all here. So how's he going to develop the skill? What sort of quality does he need?
The cycle gave me an idea of the context of what people are in now. There was a plan, there was a reason to things. And I suddenly saw this this image of a big wheel just churning around and around and around. Everything with it, all time, all people, all molecules, all atoms, everything with it. And in the center of all that, the only constant by which all change is being measured is God. Transformational change. There are two very, very obvious, one more obvious than the other, energies present, and it's the time of transition from the old into the new. And so you have both things present. You have those energies which are trying to sustain what is old, and those energies which are trying to establish the new.
My approach to business changed when I changed internally, and it was just sort of redefining a set of values and about the things which are important.
We can become pure when we're able to go beyond the consciousness of our own physical body and develop the awareness of ourselves as spiritual beings, that we are the children of the Supreme Father, the one who is the Father, who is God, the Father of all souls. Then we become liberated from this negativity automatically.
It's about time to be gentle.
Go to the source of where you're thinking. I see that focus of conscious energy right at the seat of thinking itself, right in the middle of the brain. And instead of me being divided in a thousand places, a little bit in the past, a little bit in the present, a little bit in the future, I have become whole again for the next few minutes. In that sense of wholeness, I start to feel my potentiality. I see myself just shining. I feel that I have enough love to cope. I visualize God very subtle yet intense, star-like, radiating that love and that peace and that power, and I become involved, enveloped in that very, very subtle embrace. And whatever's going on around me, I feel very, very much protected, yet empowered. I just remain in that state for a few moments and come back again.
About time to change now.
Am I seeing myself as God would see me? Because He would only have complete respect for me. He would only have the highest vision for my possibilities. Am I having that same vision myself? Of me? It's time to stop, think. Not just go crazily on to the future without thinking, but see that there is something in you that is divine and hasn't maybe been woken up yet, but it's time to wake it up.
Love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely.
Balia. Balia. Pandu ne Balia.
And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
It's time to bring God into the heart, into the center of my life, so that God can influence the way in which I think and see and relate to others.